The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Mailbag time, baby. Adam, Jamie, and SoFla Dan. That would be South Florida Dan. Loving the life. He's got his tea time in like 20 minutes, so he's barely going to be on the show. He's eating great food. He's thinking about moving to Fort Lauderdale and betraying his roots. I hope you're enjoying. It sounds like you're enjoying your week.
It's been a great week down here. I have to admit it. It's been a lot of fun. It's also been cool to actually be part of this office. I will say this, no offense to the New York office. It's got its own, you know, good things about it, but the energy level down here is just so much better. It's just so much better.
Yeah, it's cool to be here. Office.
I'm happy I got to spend time with Jamie. I'm happy I got to spend time with Dave and Heath and RJ. Even Adi was down here. Really, the whole FFT team, except for Adam Hazer.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a way down here. Couldn't find a way to be part of the fun. So it was Jamie's birthday yesterday. We got to go to the spot as for a little lunch birthday, even though he didn't want to tell anyone it was his birthday. And apparently you forgot to even remember his birthday yesterday.
I forgot to remember his birthday.
Didn't even wish him one happy birthday.
You didn't know it was his birthday. If you weren't
nice
around
down here,
you wouldn't have known it was his birthday.
Oh, I knew. I knew. I had it in my calendar. I'm actually a good friend and colleague, unlike you. And also, I have to admit, look, I was wrong about Southern Florida. It's pretty nice down here. Yeah. I have to admit, waking up with the sun and the warmth, it's nice.
Yeah.
Which Dan story do you want first?
Let's do some news first. Some news first, and then we'll get into some Dan stories. We got a lot of them. And we also have his Halloween costume. I got to put that in the notes for those of you watching on YouTube. All right. Anyway, so we do have some big news. Pat Freiermuth is out, so you're going to need another option if you have Freiermuth, and maybe that's good for Pickens. I mean, Freiermuth was getting, four targets anyway, but he's out this week. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to play, and he's going to get the lion's share of the work. So real quick, guys, Jahmyr Gibbs or start of the week, Jerome Ford?
For me, it's Ford, but I could certainly understand the upside of Gibbs. It's a tough matchup, man. The Ravens, I know we're like, oh, excited, he's going to get all this work, but still – Baltimore's run defense. I know they haven't exactly faced murderer's row of tough running backs right now, but still, I would lean toward Ford.
Okay.
I'm also leaning toward Ford because of the matchup.
Great comment so far. Dan looking fresh. Breaking news, Dan's haircut still bad.
Yeah, I will say it wasn't as bad in person as it was last week when we saw it on the air.
Yeah, it was bad. It looks much better right now. Dan upgraded to the corner bathroom with a view. That's good stuff. Deshaun Watson is likely to play, and Daniel Jones hasn't been ruled out yet. So we'll see if that happens soon. Dan, why?
But he hasn't been cleared for contact either.
Why are your arms significantly more tan than your face? I don't know.
No, that's just a ring light in the background. That's a ring light in here in this makeshift studio.
This is awesome. All right, Deshaun Watson, though, top 15 or no?
Just outside that for me. So he'll be behind Geno Smith. I would have ranked him behind the two guys last night. So he'll be behind those guys in terms of Carr and Lawrence. But ahead of Russell Wilson.
Okay. And I want to tell you about Sportsline. Go to sportsline.com, sign up, $9.99 a month. Your first month can be a dollar with promo code Dan on the can. No, that's not a real promo code. It should be, though. Promo code Heath, promo code Richard. There are several that you could use there. So there are more. Use any promo code if you want. If not, just pay $9.99 a month for great fantasy content, great gambling content, terrific stuff at sportsline.com. You will love it. And also, there's exclusive content from some of our writers, Dave, Heath, Jacob, only on Sportsline. So please. I didn't think you had Sportsline stuff. You do too?
Yes, for the third week in a row, when you bring this up, tell you every time my DFS lineups go on there.
DFS. If you hadn't said it, I would have said it. Just like your birthday, I remembered. Okay. Before we get to the emails, we have a picture of Dan's Halloween costume. If you want to see it, go to youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Zach, whenever you get a chance, can you bring that up? Here we go. Dan, I'll go trick-or-treating with this guy. Want me to do? Here it is. There it is.
That's so good.
It's one of the old
party pooper.
It's one of those, you know.
If that wasn't so expensive, I might buy that and go. And when we get to the Halloween show, wear that. I still might do it.
I'll pitch in. All the St. Jude money I embezzled. Remember that guy who accused me of that? I'll put it toward this Halloween costume. This is a Halloween costume it's the adult party pooper inflatable costume. It looks like a person sitting on the toilet. It is very funny. All right, an option for Dan for sure. Jamie, give me a Dan story.
All right, I have three of them.
All right, we'll do one at a time.
I'll go in chronological order.
Well, can we do one and then emails, then one? Go ahead.
So the first one is Dan and I went out to lunch. I took Dan to an establishment that I wanted to see what his reaction was just based on some of how things go there. And it's not one of those places. Don't think it's one of those places, but still some interesting things to look at. And he wasn't fazed, so I was impressed. But I've never eaten with Dan, and Dan got a hamburger, and he ate the entire hamburger, at least 90% of the hamburger, with the temperature measuring stick still in the hamburger. So
it keeps it together. No, that keeps it together. That's what keeps the sandwich together.
It's not a club sandwich. Measuring stick. It's not a club sandwich.
That keeps it together.
What was on the sandwich?
It was just hamburger.
It was a lot. It was like brisket. There was like all sorts of stuff on there. It had to keep it together.
Well, what are your hands for, though?
Yeah, you use your hands, but that's what keeps it together. Everybody knows that. You take that thing out, and then
I've never seen that before.
It's getting all over the place.
No, dude, that you're thinking of a club sandwich. It's got the bacon and the tomato.
I like that Jamie observed that, but didn't actually mention it to me, and then just like kept it in his head. He's like, I'll bring this one up at some point.
Oh no! It was there was a method to the lunch. It was to observe you for content for the show.
Yeah.
But you had it like down to the nub of the last like bite. You had that thing still in there.
Yeah, and it wasn't metal. It was one of those like wooden ones. Yeah, yeah. I stand by it. Kept the burger together.
Absolutely not necessary to keep that in the burger. not even close. That's great though. All right, that's Dan's story number one.
You said to wait.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. We have more coming up later.
You're going to have a lot of weird. There are a lot of weird. If you're going toward that direction, I do a lot of weird things. So keep going.
All right. Email from Brian here. Hello, David, Sammy, and Gary. This feel like Van Halen members,
David,
but I don't
Sammy,
know
who Gary.
Gary is.
I mean,
David
need
and Sammy
a
are obviously Van Halen
there.
References. Was Gary another replacement option?
I don't know. Oh, Gary. Gary was a Van Halen frontman. Okay. I didn't know that. All right. I don't like that band anyway. This is from Brian. He says, obviously, I want to play Christian McCaffrey if he plays on Monday night, but I don't want to risk a zero. I could start either Rashee Rice or Deontay Johnson over Jordan Addison on Sunday, and then I could start Addison over McCaffrey if he's a no-go. Is that how you would play it?
I mean, I would like to play Addison regardless. So,
right. But
I'm going to guess just based on how this is going to unfold. We'll know.
Right.
Sunday.
It's not a bad choice, though. So, if you were going to choose Rashee Rice or Deontay Johnson, who would you pick?
Deontay.
Especially with Deontay as well.
Okay.
But Addison you have to have Addison in your lineup.
Well,
no matter how this goes.
But you have to have him in your lineup, but that you're risking a zero from McCaffrey. That's the problem. If you start. Addison on Sunday, then you've lost your chance to replace McCaffrey. So I
who are the if he just kept McCaffrey out, who would he use?
He would use Addison and one of those two receivers and Deontay.
Yeah, I would just do that unless we know.
You would do Deontay and then Addison, and if McCaffrey plays, you'd sit Addison.
No, I would just plan to have no McCaffrey unless we know.
Right, but that's the thing. So if you have no McCaffrey, then you start Deontay and you start Addison. And if you do get McCaffrey, then you bench Addison. That's exactly what he's going to do.
No. Yes. He's doing it with the idea of waiting till Monday.
He's waiting. Okay. He can start Addison on Sunday and McCaffrey on Monday.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What is he doing if McCaffrey's out, ruled out tomorrow?
He's starting Deontay Johnson and Jordan Addison.
Then do that. Go with that plan, and then if things change Sunday, you go with the maybe McCaffrey plays lineup.
And if things change Monday, you bench Addison for McCaffrey.
Sure.
That's what you have to do. You have no other choice. You're not going to bench McCaffrey. All right, this is from Joe. Dear Marino, Ugla, Orlovsky, and Campbell.
All Dans.
Specifically, he says more athletic Dans than Dan Schneier.
That's for sure. I never claimed to be athletic, just more athletic than Adam.
By the way, we have a new best athlete on our staff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not even close.
Former football player. That's right.
Yeah, not even close. And his kids might be better athletes than all of us also.
I'm sure that's
true. Oh, yeah. I think his kid will be bad. Yeah, not even joke.
All right, half PPR. I need two of these three duds. Keontae Ingram, Jahan Dotson, and Luke Musgrave.
Musgrave for me.
And one more. You need two.
Ingram.
I'll go with Ingram.
There's nobody better
Ingram on and Musgrave.
No, I guess not. All right, from John. Would you drop... Okay, if he's going to pick up T. Higgins, who should he drop?
Okay.
Javonte Williams or Jaylen Warren?
Warren for me.
Yeah, I think you drop the backup versus the guy who should still be the starter, but it would not surprise me if Warren's better rest of season.
This is from Michael. Dear Lucky, Dusty, Ned, and El Guapo.
Mm-hmm. Those Simpsons characters?
No, Jamie's got... I know Dan wouldn't know this, but Jamie, you got to know this. We have this one all the time. It's the Three Amigos.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's really...
I was waiting for something to click, but no,
it didn't. It was on a few like a week ago, and it's just so funny.
It really is.
I'm currently 6-0, and sitting with Raheem Mostert, DeAndre Swift, Alexander Mattison, and Aaron Jones. I have Kupp, Lockett, and Gabe Davis at wide receiver. Is it time for me to move on from Raheem Mostert? And if so, what should I expect to get for him?
I feel like the running back core is pretty good without Mostert, and the receiving core needs some help aside from Kupp. So you should be looking to a running back needy team that has a receiving core that, you know, can help you out too. So at this point, you should be trying to trade Raheem Mostert for any wide receiver not named Calvin Ridley. No, but I think, you know, you could probably turn Raheem Mostert into maybe Olave and something.
Let's just do straight up and not do the and something. Would you trade Mostert straight up for Olave?
In this situation, if that was the worst I can do, then yes. But like, I'm thinking, like, could you turn, if a team has like terrible running backs and great receivers, can you turn Mostert into Amara St. Brown? Probably not, but that's like, I would aim a little bit higher than Olave. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
start higher, yeah.
So,
you know,
would you do it for any of those guys? So I saw an interesting tweet today about basically how this year we have the wide receiver dead zone that was drafted in rounds 2 and 3. And there's also, by the way, the running back dead zone didn't go away. There's really just a dead zone in rounds 2 through 5, but these are the receivers. Let me know if you would do it for any of these receivers. 1, Jaylen Waddle.
Straight up, no.
Yes. No. Okay. 2, Chris Olave. We discussed him. Devontae Smith.
No.
Okay.
No.
T. Higgins.
No.
Okay. We already said Calvin Ridley, DK Metcalf.
No, I don't think you're going to find anyone here.
I think that's the thing. It's like the Raheem Mostert manager is going to value him much differently, I think, than somebody trading for him, because you're giving away top three running back. You know, I don't know where you want to, you know, value him right now, but you know, Achane is coming back. You know, he's 31. You know, this has been against a lot of great matchups, but you have to get something great in return. That's why I don't think Adam, I know you don't want to do the package deals, but I think you almost have to do a package deal with him.
Well, yeah, it's fine.
Well, I think from your end, you do the package, you do Mostert plus something, and you try to get that next tier of receiver, like Brown, like you mentioned.
Like you could probably do Mostert and Tyler Lockett, maybe.
Let me give you two more here. Would you trade Raheem Mostert straight up for CeeDee Lamb?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you trade Mostert straight up for Puka Nacua?
Yes. So
if he didn't have Cup, I would. Yes, but he has Cup, so that makes it more difficult.
Oh, this manager, right. Okay. All right, this is from Noe from NorCal. Start a running back from this group of dung. That's my ad-libbing. Zach Evans, Deontay Foreman, Jeff Wilson.
Foreman. Yeah. If Roshan doesn't come back, which doesn't look like it's happening this week.
Yeah.
From Colin. I picked up Hoyer and Bagent. Which one are you playing?
I would play Bagent.
Oh, I'm going Hoyer. I can't trust Bagent.
I got a funny Dan comment here.
Oh, God.
Why is Dan filming?
Get them all in, because I only got another 20.
Why is Dan filming in a public changing room?
Good. Today, you know, you're taking shots at CBS Sports Fantasy in Fort Lauderdale. Any shots you take at this room, though, I have talked to a lot of people who have recorded from this room, including Jamie, and he's not very happy with this room. And I understand.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
What's wrong with this room? Still too narrow?
There's a lot wrong. I don't want to say it all on air because it is our company, but we can talk about it.
I mean, look, we're having studio construction right now. So you'll see me in there on Sunday. So we're a little bit limited, but you're staring at a window. There's the ring light, whatever you know you call it, that we use to do stuff at home, is right in your face. The microphone is, as you see, you know,
horrible
giant
position.
Right in your face. It's hard to hear, and it's just like a, and you know, I think you see the comments, like you're like in a little closet.
Yeah, that's no good. All right, next up we have
you want Dan's story number two?
Almost. Elliot says, "Hey, Aaron, Eddie, Ryan, and Jamal." Ooh, those feel like Packers running backs. Yeah, Ryan Grant.
Yep.
Okay. I play in a 10-team half PPR league where we use the league median as a second weekly matchup. Through 6 weeks, we have a 12-0 team and an 0-12 team. This seems impossible. Even without the median, with it, it's completely insane. Have you ever seen an undefeated and a winless team in the same league this deep into the season?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever experienced it. I'm trying to think if I've seen it this deep. So it'd be 6-0-6, or this is
But this is 12-0-0-12. I don't know if I've ever even more.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. It would actually be even worse. Yeah, 12-0-0-12 because of the apex. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
We have it in our dynasty league. I know for sure. I'm undefeated, and I know at least one person that's tanking.
Oh, in Bake Burger?
No, YOLO.
Oh, in YOLO. Okay.
Okay. A few more emails here. This one is from Kerry. Dear Taylor, Street, Riggins, and Williams, one of the 50,000 shows that Dan watches. Friday Night
and
Lights.
Somehow you've never watched.
Howell or Love?
Howell for me, but it's close.
So, yeah, those are both matchups you like. I'll go with Love, though.
And rest of season, would you rather
have... I think the Giants defense is going to be better than people think.
Would you rather have Kyler Murray over Howell or Love the rest of season?
Yes. Definitely.
I think so. If you're not playing them after this week because of bye weeks, you know, so depending on who your starter is.
The comment from the chat, the microphone windscreen has the same haircut as Dan. That's good. Okay. This is from, is this our last one? Last email is from Kelly. Kelly is the person who cuts Jamie's hair better than the person that cuts Dan's hair. I'm 4-2.
I could have waited.
I have a ton of depth. I'm thinking of making the following trades. Puka Nacua and Christian Watson for CeeDee Lamb. Puka Nacua and Christian Watson for Devontae Adams. Puka Nacua, Christian Watson, and maybe Roshan Johnson for Derrick Henry. Would you do any of those trades?
Not one.
No.
I would do not Puka and Watson for Adams.
No way would I do that trade.
Oh, get out of here, Dan. Why not?
Do you think that Adam's going to get traded, or are you doing this with the thought that he's staying there? Because trades are not they're rare in the NFL. So yes or no?
No, I don't think so, but I think he's going to be awesome. I think he's going to be fine.
Based on his comments, it didn't sound like he's going to request a trade. You know, I mean, like everybody's looking at just the one, I think, part of the quote that he said. He was in his comments saying that he feels like this team can win, and he doesn't think that they could win to the level that they're capable of if he's not as involved. So it felt more like a squeaky wheel situation as opposed to a trade request. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think you're giving up a little bit too much for all those guys. Adams is the closest one, though, of the trades that you mentioned. Like, I think those two guys for CeeDee Lamb is a little bit of an overpay. Certainly do not do that for Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're trying to consolidate, but I don't know. I think you might be giving up too much depth.
Okay.
Me too.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Dan's story number two and the Fantasy Cops after this on Fantasy Football Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
All right, Jamie, what do we got for Dan on the can?
So we came back from lunch, and Dan, actually I have four stories.
Okay, great.
We came back from lunch, and Dan went and introduced himself to one of our hosts on CBS Sports HQ. And I guess did not either say his name clearly or even say his name at all. And after Dan walked away, said host sent me a text and goes, "Who was that guy?"
And you didn't tell him until right now?
You didn't tell him? No, I didn't tell him right now.
That's awesome.
That's too late.
Oh man, that is.
Was it Tommy?
Dan was like completely gone. Like I don't know what he said to. It was a. I'm not gonna reveal, but he said to the host, and it seemed like it was a friendly conversation. And then he walked away, and this guy's an extremely friendly person. He was like, "I'm sorry, I didn't catch his name. Who is that guy?"
Oh, that's great, man. Give me Dan's story number three.
What's Dan's story number three?
Yeah, give me a number three.
I'll keep it in the same range of the story. So Dan wanted to meet somebody who works for us, and he did not say anything to this person while they were in the building. Then he happened to see him. They stayed at the same hotel. Dan also did not go up to the person at the same hotel, and then told me, he's like, "I really wanted to talk to him. Like, all you had to do was go walk up and talk to him."
Well, you got stage fright.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I did not have stage fright. Actually, that was called being considerate. So the person who I saw at the hotel, won't reveal his name or her name, sat down, immediately ordered his dinner. Immediately. I mean, immediately sitting down, So I had already feeling like, okay, this is probably not the type of person who wants to be Bob during dinner. Then got a call from someone close to him and said, sorry, my burger just got here. Hung up immediately. Ate the dinner immediately. Immediately asked for the check. Like, was at the bartender, like, check, I'm ready. So I was happy that I didn't do that. And later I confirmed with another colleague that that's how this person likes to eat.
Yes.
They want to. Yeah. So I'm happy I didn't bother that person. You know, not everybody wants to be bothered during dinner. Some people just want to eat and go. So as I did really want to talk to that person who works for us more than probably anyone I wanted to talk to here, but
that's
didn't
very
get
nice
to. And I'm happy I didn't bother that person.
All right. You want the last story? Cause quick.
Yeah. I also like how Dan's like, I was going to talk to him or her. And he's like, and then he ordered his burger immediately, and then he got a phone call. So well done. Way to keep it gender neutral. Last Dan story.
So yesterday, I was at the vending machine, and I got a granola bar and a bottle of water. And out of nowhere, I just hear someone like right over my shoulder whisper, what'd you get?
Oh my God, how creepy.
I was like afraid to look back. I look back on my shoulder and Dan is like right here.
What's up with that, you creep?
It didn't like, and it's a big room. It could have been like, hey, what are you getting? Like he walked up right behind me.
I have no defense for that last one. That was weird. I don't know why I did it.
See, if it had been me, you know, getting something at the vending machine, Dan would have been like, oh, sure, I'll go hang out at the cafeteria with you. And he would have stayed there for 30 seconds, gotten a phone call, and left me for the next 15 minutes.
I will say I walked the whole 15 feet.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Look at this comment here from David. Dan is thick-skinned. He's holding it together like the stick in his burger.
I'm telling you, those things keep the sandwich together. Try it out.
All right. Oh, wrong music. Sorry. There we go. The Fantasy Cops are here. Let's do it. Let's settle your league disputes. If you have any emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, put Fantasy Cops in the subject line, or you can ask a different question that's not Fantasy Cops, but the address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. All right. This is from Fabian. Now, Fabian, I think, wants me to be on a certain side here to validate his feelings. I don't think it's going to happen, Fabian, so this might not feel great. Fantasy Cops, help! Arrest my brother and my nephew, or give the league the words of wisdom to chill out. We're in a family league, 12 team, half PPR, one quarterback. A few weeks ago, Team A has Lamar Jackson and traded away Pollard, Adams, Sanders, and Watson for Mahomes, Henry, Madison, and Pierce. Now he has Mahomes and Jackson. 2 weeks later, he trades away Mahomes for Lamb, straight up. The league is in an uproar over this trade. He traded the wrong quarterback. Remember, he has Mahomes and Jackson. He traded the wrong quarterback or even gave up Mahomes to the Kelce manager too easily to a team that's also streaming Stafford and Smith. And both those managers are constantly getting harassed on the group chat, especially when the new Mahomes manager is defending the trade. So I guess people are not happy that he traded Mahomes to this guy. I don't know why. Under duress, they attempted to trade the players back, along with the threats of this and that. I'm the commissioner, and homie, don't play that. I vetoed the trade. I guess I was confused. Which trade did you veto? You vetoed them trading the players back, I hope. If you did that, then good job. This is my brother and my nephew on my brother's side. Fantasy Cops, say the words and these teams will get an apology or I'll drop them from the league. Please advise.
I don't see a bad trade here except for the trade back.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Why is everybody flipping out about Mahomes for Lamb? We were all drafting Lamb ahead of Mahomes. Yeah. And newsflash,
one QB league, isn't it?
Mahomes hasn't been that good. It's a one QB league. He's been a fine.
I was gonna say, even in a two QB league, it's not that questionable. Like,
it's not good, but
the trade is fine. Like,
these are fine trades to make. You got to let people make these kinds of trades. You can't be nitpicking. Like, I think this guy's a little better. Like, let people make these kinds of trades. This is not a good example of like a bad trade. You can't be. This is devastating. Like, you got to hold it together, league. Get it together.
Put that stick in the burger.
Put that stick in the burger and understand you can And by the way, you didn't even mention, I did move the stick throughout eating the sandwich. You move it. That's the thing. You keep it together. You readjust where it is.
I didn't notice that you were moving it. Just like it was there the whole time.
You moved the stick. You really have misinterpreted.
That's what you do with a sandwich.
You misinterpreted the stick. They brought out this. They brought the stick in the burger probably to indicate the temperature. What is it? Medium rare? Was it medium? Whatever.
This is not just, Adam, this wasn't just a burger like with nothing on it. This had like brisket and onions and all sorts of stuff that's falling in and out. You got to keep it together.
That's what your hands are for.
Listen.
No.
This is the kind of the problem with Jamie's stories, because Jamie did say it was just a burger. He did misrepresent what you were eating.
I mean, it could have been
a massive burger with all sorts of stuff on it.
First of all, it wasn't massive burger. There was a little bit of stuff on it. There wasn't like, not like you're talking about like this giant thing.
Yeah. One way or another, you were wrong to have moved the stick without question. All right. Next Fantasy Cops is from Walter. Let's see. Walter says, 10-team Superflex Dynasty League. The commissioner's team is a surefire contender, and he has won the most titles. He is a diehard fan of his favorite teams. This is important. And USC is his college team. Okay, so I think we have a little Caleb Williams situation here. A day before the season started this year, the commissioner texted me to get my opinion on a deal he was trying to work on. There are a few of us that he will run things by just to get opinions on before doing them. Anyway, he has 4 first-round picks in next year's rookie draft. One of those he has from a team that should be tanking. The deal in question was that he would simply give one of his first round picks in exchange for the tanking team to do just that, to tank. Okay? He essentially locks in a great chance at securing Caleb Williams for just one pick. He has 4 first round picks. He identifies a team that should be tanking. He says, I'm going to give you one of my first round picks, but you have to tank. So I guess he had that team's first round pick too. I'm going to give you a different one. You have to tank. At the time, I was on vacation chasing my kids around the Airbnb. I didn't put up a fight on the matter, and it came and went without me looking into it or giving it much of a thought at all. So little that I didn't even remember it was happening. I was scrolling through the league scores and looking at how the draft order might shake out and noticed that there were 2 teams that were clearly tanking. I knew the one team had their first, but I clicked on the team in question to see their situation. I noticed they, in fact, did not have their first round pick. I began looking through the league to see who owned it, and it was the commissioner. I was dumbfounded and immediately raised this for debate in the league chat, to which several people voiced their displeasure. After much debate, the commissioner simply determined that the deal stands due to it already being week 6. It is a free league and one that keeps our friends engaged. So while I did consider quitting, I decided to stay. What are your thoughts on this sly maneuver?
I'm a little confused. So the team that is supposedly tanking does not have a first round pick?
Does not have his own first round pick. He has a different one that he got from the commissioner that's for a team that's not tanking.
So the team that's in first place, let's just say, does not have his first round pick. The commissioner has his first round pick. The team that isn't currently in last place has no first round pick, but the commissioner has said he's going to give him the worst first round pick that he has of the 4.
Well, the commissioner gave him a first round pick of a team because the commissioner had 4 first round picks, right? So the commissioner gives him a first round pick of a team that is not tanking. So it's not going to be the best pick. In exchange, this manager decided to tank. Which makes no sense. Like, if you're going to tank, just keep your
own
first round pick.
Because why would this tanking manager?
They may have made the trade a year ago.
No, they made it before the season started.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah. A day before the season started. Yes, this trade was made at the beginning of the season.
But how do you convince the person who made the trade that's tanking that the pick that they're going to get is better when it's obvious they're going to get a worse pick because they would have had their own tanking pick?
Oh, I know why. Because the commissioner already had this team's pick and the commissioner wanted to make sure that this team was going to tank. So he said,
that's what I'm saying. Like
I'll give you a different first-round pick.
So he just gave him a free first-round pick.
Yes, that's what it is. I'm sorry. Okay. So I got confused too. He gave this team an additional first-round pick because this team, let's say Team A, we'll just call it, Team A didn't have his first-round pick. It was the commissioner. So the commissioner said, listen, Team A.
They had no incentive to lose.
I want you to tank because I already have your pick. And in order for you to do that, I'm going to give you a different pick.
Right. So essentially they made a trade with like a conditional pick on top of it. So he got this first round pick, let's say last season for a player.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's saying, I want to guarantee that you're going to be, because my team's probably better than yours and I may win a game. I want to guarantee that you're going to be 101. And if you finish 101, I will give you 110.
Right. Right. It's something like that. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I confused everyone there. Thank you for clarifying. Yep.
So, yeah, you can't do that. but yeah. I don't know what the penalty is here. Like, I think the penalty is you just can't give that guy another first round pick. Like,
I never know how to feel about these like unique types of stipulation based dynasty or whatever trades. Like, it's creative. I don't like hate the idea in general, but it is too much on the borderline for me of collusion. When we get into allowing these types
of course,
of things.
This is one manager telling another manager how to set his lineup every week. This is the definition of collusion.
Yeah.
This is absolutely not okay.
I think, unfortunately, the problem is like, how do you punish the commissioner? It's easy to say, okay, you're not giving him that additional first round pick, but like, how do you punish the commissioner in this regard?
Do you just make the tanking team start setting a lineup? They'll have a bad record, but maybe won't be 1-1.
They definitely should be set. Yeah, that's a good point. They definitely should be setting a legitimate lineup from this point forward.
Yeah.
Someone's asking, I'm new to fantasy football. Why would you tank? So this is for dynasty leagues because the worst team gets the first pick in the dynasty draft. So this is a super flex league. So if you want to tank for Caleb Williams, then you just keep losing. And there are two teams in our dynasty, that are Break Burger Dynasty League, that are doing that. Dan is one of them. Unfortunately, he's not nearly as bad as the other tanking team.
I got a question on Twitter about this. Like, hey, can you lay out your rules for tanking for Dynasty? And I said basically what we do. You know, the first thing I said was make sure there are no rules in place against tanking. And secondly, if you're going to do it, just make sure you're starting somebody who's active. So at least you're attempting to put players that are going to accrue points. You can't just put guys that are going to get zero on purpose. And I had a few people.
What about a backup quarterback who's active?
Again, someone that's going to accrue points. So the way I would do it, like you should not be starting Mike White. You should be starting somebody of who's playing.
All right. I'm allowing people to just start active.
Well, I mean, two QB leagues is a little bit different.
Yeah, so that's true. Right. It is.
And again, every commissioner is allowed to have their own views on this. For me, it would be someone who's playing and accruing points. In any event, I got some responses from some dynasty players that this is why dynasty leagues are, this is why it's frustrating to play in dynasty leagues, why people don't love it, and tanking should not be allowed. Again, I'll go back to the first thing I said. If you have rules in place, you need to have rules in place for this. You know, there should be something that is written in the bylaws that say, if you are going to purposely try to get your draft pick better. I mean, you know, keep in mind, when we talk about this, you're giving up a year of your fantasy.
Right.
You're giving up an entry fee for a year to do this. It's not like you're just sacrificing, okay, and in this case, it's a free league, but you're just sacrificing nothing. I'm paying you. I'm giving you the winner money on purpose. I'm giving the league money on purpose. I'm giving up a year of me playing. I'm not guaranteed anything.
Yep.
I'm only guaranteed that particular player, who, by the way, may suck. Look at Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Not that he's going to suck, but he might. You know, so there's no guarantees. It just, it's a frustrating way to play, but it's some people, you know, they have a lot of success doing it. It's just a matter of if you got to make sure you do it right. Dan's been taking in our YOLO league for about 7 years. He's only been in the league for three, but he's been taking for about 7 years.
That team is a disaster.
Let's go to our Apple Podcast questions here so Dan can hit the links. Jeff from Colorado, pick one. Zach Moss, Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, Cortland Sutton, or Josh Palmer, half PPR?
Moss.
I'm going to go with, Moss. I was thinking maybe Sutton, but I'm going with Moss.
The Fantasy Baller, start two of these mediocre wide receivers. Lockett, Flowers, Rice, London, Godwin.
If you think those are mediocre, stick around.
Flowers, London for me.
Who'd you say? Flowers in London?
Yeah, that's what he said.
That was the first
I'll sign off. And I like Lockett a little bit better than London, but to make it where we're agreement, I'll go with it.
from Zisu or so or whatever. I don't know. Trade veto help. I was 5-0. I set out to acquire Justin Jefferson. I got him from a 1-4 team. I gave ETN and Adam Thielen for Jefferson and Pacheco. The league was in an uproar, and the commissioner caved to allow a vote. Of course, everyone voted to not give the 5-0 team Justin Jefferson. I went to 6-0, and the other manager went to 1-5. Had the trade gone through, I would have lost, and the other manager would be back in business at 2-4. Am I crazy for wanting to leave this league, or was my trade egregious?
No, you are not crazy for wanting to leave this league. This is a fine trade. This is like a perfect trade, almost, and completely unfair for this to be vetoed. Completely unfair.
Yeah. Good trade.
Yeah, but it might have worked out in your benefit if ETN continues to do this. Yeah.
I actually think it does work out in your. I'd rather have ETN and Thielen than Jefferson and Pacheco rest of the season. Jefferson, I don't know when he's going to play or if he's even going to play at the end of this year. If they're one win or two win, I don't understand the incentive for the Vikings to play him, and I definitely don't understand the incentive for Jefferson to play in a contract year. No incentive.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
You're right. From Forrest B93, would you trade Ridley for Deebo Samuel?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're down on Ridley. I don't. Debo's hurt, right? He's playing through this injury. He keeps getting re-injured. I guess on paper it's an easy one. I just don't know if I would do it. I think Ridley has more of a chance to be a league winner at the end of the season.
I'm gonna guess the fact that this was probably sent before last night, that trade's not happening.
Well, he might be able to do it after this week, but I'd rather have Deebo.
Are you done on Ridley now? What, like, they keep referencing?
No,
last
I'm not.
Night.
I'm not done on Ridley. I'm down on Ridley. I just think at this point, like, you know, if you can get a player like Deebo Samuel, who still has, I know he's been frustrating too, but you know, you just look at right now, who has the chance to rebound? I would lean toward Deebo.
I think Deebo would probably be a better rebounder than Calvin Ridley. From Nike, grade the trade. I traded Bijan Robinson and Terry McLaurin at record 5-1 record. I traded Bijan and McLaurin for Montgomery and Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
See?
This is from.
I'm out on the trade for Jefferson train. Just going to put that out there.
Yeah, look, if Jefferson comes back in 5 weeks, then trade's going to work out for you. Burrowhead 2023. Sure.
Just again, to be fair, I know your point is valid, Dan. They played their first division game. They won their first division game, and they did it without Jefferson.
True.
So, you know, who knows?
They beat the Bears with the backup quarterback.
I agree. They did have first division game of the season, which is a little scheduling snafu that they waited until week six to play their first NFC North game, and they won.
They're not.
But Lions also got the 5-1.
They're not great, obviously, but the Vikings are. I mean, I wonder what their point differential is. The Vikings are a -6, and they're 2-4. I mean, they're really not that bad. Like the Bears are a -48. The Panthers.
Yeah, what are the Giants? -90.
Giants are a -96. You know, so the Vikings.
What are the Dolphins? +250.
The Dolphins do not have the best point differential in the division. The Bills are +84. And the Dolphins are +67.
Really?
Well, the Bills beat the Dolphins by 20. The highest point the plus minus is the Niners at +97.
Wow.
And the worst is the Giants at -96, I think. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
All right. I got to jump off. I got to jump off, Adam. But before I go, one quick. I'm going to give you all three. So I had the luxury of going out to lunch with everyone on the staff this week. All three of our big three took me out to lunch, and all three picked the spot. I want you to guess my power rankings of the three lunch spots. Who made the best choices out of Jamie, Dave, and Heath? And then I want you to factor in the second factor I'm going to reveal after. But first, rank those, and I'll go over.
Are you telling me where they went, or do I? Or this is without me knowing?
No, you just have to guess who took me out to who had the best choice for lunch.
I know two of the three spots. Well, was the spot as one of them, or is that different?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So that was Dave's. Jamie's was Twin Peaks, where you ate the burger stick. And I don't know where Heath took you. So I'm going to say Dave, Heath, Jamie in terms of Dave's was the best because LaSpada's is legendary. Heath is probably took you to a barbecue place or something. And Jamie took you to you ate the wooden stick and you thought the burger was bad.
Correct. Those rankings were correct.
Oh, nice.
Though Heath took me to Tucker Duke's, which was a good spot. But out of all three who took me out to lunch, Jamie was the only one who treated me to lunch. So because of that, he moves all the way up the rankings.
Wow.
They didn't treat you?
No, but it's okay.
Oh, my God.
Why would they treat him? I wouldn't treat him. I wouldn't treat him.
Yeah, you don't have to treat me.
I wouldn't treat him.
You don't need to treat
me. He's too close in age.
It's okay. But it was nice by Jamie, and I will say that, and I'll stand by
it. Dan does so much behind the scenes for me in particular, but for all of us. I mean, the only time I get to see him, of course I'm going to take him out for lunch.
What did you think of L'Espada's? Because, yes, as Ilya points out, it is a chain, but it is so good, isn't it?
It's a local chain, though. It is a chain, but it's a local chain. There's a difference between a chain and a local chain. I'll say this about L'Espada's. It was amazing. It lived up to the hype. But my favorite kind of delis are Italian delis. Delis you can get like chicken cutlet, prosciutto, a fresh mozzarella, like that type of stuff. So it was you know, regular sub type of stuff. It's not that kind of deli. So it was great. Don't get me wrong. It lived up to the hype.
First off, all three places are technically chains. So none of us took.
Oh, Tucker Duke's is a chain too?
There's multiple of them. I don't know if you consider that chain. So there's definitely two Tucker Duke's that I'm aware of.
Okay.
The allure of L'Espada's, first off, I think the meat that they use, the bread that they use, the peppers, the sweet peppers.
Yeah, the peppers and the bread were amazing.
Yeah.
It was great. It lived up to the hype. I told Dave, it lived completely up to the hype.
Yeah.
But I still like an Italian deli a little better. And that's part of the New Jersey versus Florida.
That's
thing.
Fine. Get back to New Jersey already. L'Espada's is great because basically they give you a sub,
go play golf.
And within the sub, they stuff in like another sub. They just give you so much food.
I know.
It's terrific.
That is the best part of it.
The side part of the story is our producer today, Zach Brook. We had a group text chain about where we were going. And I said, okay, 11:45 on Sample, meaning Sample Road. I assumed everybody that lives in Florida would understand that. So Dan sends a text because I was running late and Heath, I think, was running late also. But we had said we're running late. Zach, are you coming? And Zach says, I'm here.
where
chain comes in is Zach went to the wrong one.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
I was sitting there for 10
minutes.
I'll
take partial blame for it, Zach, because you were like, oh, something happened. He has some weird phone issue where like he was on the group chat, but he's like, it disappeared randomly. So he's like, oh, what time? And I was like, oh, I don't know, 11:45. L'Espada's. Like, I don't know this area that well. I figured, you know, he would know which one Jamie was referring to. And then he texts us, nope, I'm 35 minutes away.
Yeah, I didn't know where Zach lived. I know it's kind of, you know, which one's the closest to the office for where, you know, Dave, for example, was coming from. For me and Heath, that was the closest one for us, and I was heading that direction to the office. So,
I got a new phone, and I was activating it when that text sent, and for some reason, I saw it, and then it disappeared, and I saw the name of the place, and I'm like, oh, it's obviously the one near the office, and I double-checked with Dan. I said, the spot is. He said, what time is it? I said, cool. I was off yesterday, so 20-minute drive, driving over there, paid to park, sitting outside. I'm like, it's a little small place with small tables. And all of a sudden, there's no one there at 11:50. I'm like, where the hell's everybody at? And he goes, are you here? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, no, you're not. And I thought it would be right around the corner. So I'm like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And I looked it up, and it said it was 35 minutes away. I said, yeah, that's not happening.
That sucks, man. All right. Well,
Dan, guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. I don't know what this means. Adam Azer is the Abercrombie and Fitch of fantasy analysts. Looks good, but doesn't hold up over time. Ouch.
I don't know what that means either, but I like it.
Yeah, I bet you would. All right, let's finish up, Jamie.
Bye Dan.
Yeah. Burrowhead says, I recently made a trade. How bad did I do? Half PPR, two flex. I traded Adams for Addison and Damian Pierce.
It's bad. You sold low on Adams, which is never a good place to be.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. F.
Go Pack Go 77. Well, this is actually Sean from a town 40 minutes east of Toronto, not Buffalo, Heath. He said that last time. Ha ha. He says, pick two to start. Jerome Ford, Gabe Davis, Ramondre Stevenson, Rashad White.
Sorry, one more time. I was looking at the latest update.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson's questionable, but likely to play, according to one report. Jerome Ford, Gabe Davis, Ramondre Stevenson, Rashad White. Pick two.
Ramondre Stevenson and Jerome Ford.
From Darth Bowser. Dear Alfred, Mary, Jeeves, and Adams Au Pair. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about Au Pairs in a while. Let's see. He can't make any trades. He's tried moving everyone, but it's a constant rotation of injuries and poor performances causing trades to fall short. Do I just weather the storm and try to make trades closer to the deadline when managers are more active and my bigger names are healthy? I don't want to sell low, but I'm at 3-3. He has Burrow, Adams, Puka, Taylor, Barkley, Ingram. He has Breece Hall, Aaron Jones, Christian Watson, Zay Flowers. It's a good team. He's got Achane on IR, but you can see why he hasn't lived up to it. Do you think he needs to make a trade for a quarterback, or do you think he should just stand pat with Burrow?
I would stand pat with Burrow, but you can never hurt to explore some trade options, and maybe you could do some sort of a package deal to, you know, get a quarterback upgrade and something else that might help you. So keep trying. You know, you're getting guys healthy now. Adams should start to turn the corner. Aaron Jones back. Barkley's back. You know, yeah. So you might be able to make some things happen at this point.
Don't sell low, though. Don't sell low.
Don't sell them. Don't just give away players.
All right. This one is grade the trade. Give up Mahomes, Kamara, and Waddle. Ooh. Mahomes, Kamara, and Waddle. Get Tua, Jacobs, and Jefferson.
Do we have a record?
No.
I don't like it.
No. Okay.
I mean, Kamara, if he keeps this up, is going to be amazing.
We do have a record, actually. Longest time of leaving the wooden stick in the burger.
Have you ever heard anything like that?
No, he's so wrong about that. It doesn't keep things together. It's a temperature thing.
I guess I should have paid attention that he was moving it, because it doesn't make sense. Now that he says it, it doesn't make sense like it was at the end when I last noticed it.
That was at the end, yeah. This is from Doodler Pim. Half PPR, which two should I start going forward out of these wide receivers? I know it's going to depend on matchups, but best answer you can give here. Ridley, Garrett Wilson, Addison, Pickens, Rice. Ridley, Garrett Wilson, Addison, Pickens, Rashee Rice. Which two should I start going forward?
I'm going to lean Wilson and Addison. But yeah, I think it's the matchups will probably determine that. And I hope Rashee Rice starts to play better. How are we saying it now?
Rashee Rice.
Like Rushie.
I think it's more like Rashee.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Rashee Rice. Yeah.
So Rashee Rice, I think, has immense upside, but he's just not there yet.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, your YouTube questions to finish out the show. Send them away. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, YouTubers, let's see what we got from Mido, I don't know. Please pick two. Zay Flowers, Terry McLaurin, and Jerome Ford.
I think the safest two are the two receivers in PPR, and Flowers and McLaurin, but I like Ford a lot. But if you're going to, you know, go one running back, one receiver, it would be Ford and McLaurin for me.
This is from Woodwrench. I traded James Cook and I got Devontae Adams and Chuba Hubbard.
It's an A.
This is from Chase. Pick three, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Jerome Ford, and Jordan Addison. They all start with J. So yeah. Taylor, Jacobs, Ford, and Addison.
Like we would have said at the beginning of the season, sit Jonathan Taylor.
Lockett or Ford?
We don't know the format. I would lean toward Ford.
Jacobs or Barkley? Rest of season, PPR.
Barkley.
Foreman, Warren, or Evans, half PPR?
For this week, I would go with Foreman.
What if Rashawn Johnson somehow plays?
Then I would go with Evans.
Raiders or Seahawks this week?
Seahawks.
We need to sit two. DJ Moore, Pickens, London, James Cook, Curtis Samuel. Who are you sitting?
If it's PPR, I would probably sit the Samuel and Pickens. Non-PPR, I would sit Cook and Samuel.
Non-PPR, you would sit James Cook?
In non-PPR, yeah. I mean, he's got one touchdown.
Okay. Pick two here. Rashad White, McLaughlin, and Evans.
I would go Jaleel McLaughlin and Evans.
Wow. Start a running back in a flex and full PPR. Taylor, Cook, Gibbs, and Moore.
Gibbs and Moore.
Lockett or Ford, I did that one. Watson or Amari Cooper when you have Jordan Love?
I would start, well, this is it Deshaun Watson and Amari Cooper, or is it Christian Watson and Jordan Love?
That's a great question. He says stack Watson with Love or Cooper.
Yeah, I guess it's, did you go Christian Watson with Love,
yeah,
or Amari Cooper with Love, right?
Yeah.
I would go with Christian Watson with Love if there's no Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Madison, Javonte, or Zach Evans?
Madison.
Hamburger holder together stick. That's just a fun comment without context. Josh Jacobs or Aaron Jones?
Jacobs.
And a couple more here. Would you give up Pickens and Mostert to get Christian Watson and Jonathan Taylor? No.
I don't know if that's enough for Mostert. That's the thing.
I wouldn't do it.
No.
And lastly, pick two here. KJ Osborne, Wandale Robinson, Deontay Foreman, PPR.
Foreman and Wandale.
Okay. That's it for the show. Thanks, everybody. Great stuff. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports HQ, on the CBS Sports app, 11:30 a.m. Eastern right here, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. See you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.